Hello, this is the Script Blast Screenwriting Podcast. I'm Hudson Phillips, your host for the evening. I'm a screenwriter and producer from Atlanta, Georgia, and my goal is to help you write better screenplays and write a better life. But even if you're not a screenwriter, Daniel Handler, author of the Lemony Snicket series, says anything that seems to be a good plan to help with my writing seems like a good plan in life too. So, no matter what your goals are, hopefully you'll find some value in what we're trying to do here. Our theme for season one of the podcast is productivity, clarifying what you want, how you're going to get it, and how you're going to keep it going. Today, we're going to be talking about the clarifying what you want portion of that, your goal setting. My guest today is Samantha Wilson. Sam is a writer, professional script reader, and one of my favorite screenwriting bloggers. She's also founded the screenwriting organization Any Possibility, which creates amazing resources for screenwriters, and runs the Facebook group Hollywood Hustle, which helps writers break into the business. She's the author of the book The Right Track, a screenwriter's goal planning guide from brainstorming to submissions, now available on Amazon. Sam and I had a great practical discussion about how to set goals, how to make them a reality, and maybe most importantly, how long it takes to make them a reality. At the end of the episode, I'll jump back in to leave you with an assignment for the week. But for now, let's jump into our interview with Samantha Wilson. All right, Sam, very excited to have you on the podcast today. I'm excited to talk about what we're going to talk about today because I would love to talk about kind of setting goals and how you pull that off and why that's important to writing. And I think it's a big, thing that maybe writers miss. You know, they might say, hey, I want to be a screenwriter. Not sure what that means exactly. Not sure exactly how I'm going to get there, but I'm just going to throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. And I think goals are so important in that way. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do, how you got to where you are, kind of your writing journey, and how your goals kind of have changed over the years and influenced where you are.
Oh, awesome. Thank you for having me. My name is Sam. Hi, everyone. And I am a script reader. So I work for a studio and for different contests. And I basically read all the time, books, screenplays, like it's insane how much I read. And basically, when I first moved out to LA, I was working as a Hollywood assistant, and I kind of realized like I wanted to be a writer, and I knew that, but there weren't any direct paths kind of to get where I wanted to go. Everybody was doing it differently, and I felt a little bit stuck and a little bit unsure. And so I created this website called Any Possibility, and I decided to put a bunch of information basically on how the industry works, how to get forward as a Hollywood assistant, basically what things were and, you know, why things were the way they were and how the industry was changing. And then I just kind of created this philosophy of being a writer that writers could treat themselves more like a business, right? Because I was always kind of waiting for creative inspiration and for time to write. And being an assistant, you don't have a lot of time to yourself. You're pretty much like at work from, you know, 9 in the morning plus the commute to 7 at night plus the commute. Yeah, it's crazy. So I was like, I'm not getting anything done for myself. And I was like, okay, I need to be a business. I need to have business hours. I need to show up for myself. And, you know, like part of that was networking. Part of that was sitting down and writing. And part of that was just being aware of the industry around me.
So coming into that, what, first of all, where did you kind of start off? So you mentioned doing assistant things. How did you get into that world to begin with? And what were you setting out to do at that point?
Oh my, I was a little bit lost. I graduated from college with a degree in screenwriting, which I don't really necessarily advocate people to do. And they didn't really set me up for real world experiences. So when I moved out to LA, I was working odd jobs. I was just trying to make money and hustle. And then I was like, I want to get an assistant job. And I interned at a literary management place, and I really wanted to work in lit management. But the job market had crashed like a couple years previously. And like hardly anybody was hiring, and it was so hard to get in. Like I interviewed so much all the time. I reprepped my interviewing skills, and it was just kind of hard to get a job in exactly what I wanted. So I ended up working at like a reality TV agency, and then I worked my way up there, and then I transitioned over to a talent agency, and talent is like talent theatrical. Mm-hmm. So it was with actors, and it wasn't really what I wanted to be doing. And I kept trying to get into lit somewhere because I thought, oh, you know, like at least I would be reading and I'd be in the side of things that I wanted to be. But the just getting jobs there, it was basically, you know, who you knew and just being smart about it. And I didn't know a lot and I didn't know a lot of people. So then I just had to work on basically networking and on figuring out what was going on and how not to be like, you know, ignorant about a lot of things and the way the industry was working. And the industry honestly has changed so much. And even in the past 5 years, things even work differently now. So, yeah.
So were you, was this kind of a process for you of discovering, you know, being very specific about your goals and kind of figuring out doing assessments of where you are? Was this kind of a process of that? Or were you always kind of aware that that was necessary? And was that always kind of born into you?
No, I wasn't aware it was necessary. Like I always knew, you know, have a big goal and try to get towards it, but I didn't understand the process of breaking things down into actionable steps. So it was kind of like learning through experience, kind of what worked, what didn't work. And then what really helped was when I started networking, because I started to understand like the shared experience between me and other assistants. So I'd meet with like management assistants, agency assistants, like development assistants. And a lot of these people wanted to be writers too. Like I realized I was not the only one, but it wasn't the first thing that came out of their mouth, because sometimes when you're an assistant, you have to pretend like you want to do the thing where you work. So they'd be like, oh, I want to be a producer, this or that. But that's not really it. They were writing on the side. And then I was like, okay, well, what are you doing to like have your writing goals met? And then I started to see things happening where a couple of years would go by and you create relationships and friendships with people and they start to actually become successful at the writing thing. Huh. And you would see it over time. So then I would start to ask people, you know, to get deeper into their story, like, what did you do? And like, I just realized like the applied consistency and certain factors like made people successful or not successful. So the writers I knew who weren't really getting ahead, they weren't writing as much as they wanted to be. They weren't asking people to read their stuff. And they were like a little bit more timid and afraid. And the people I saw getting forward, sometimes I had read their original work and their original script, like I had read from them, wasn't that great. And then 2 years down the line, they had written like 5 scripts in the meantime. And they're like, you know, 5th script, the one I'm reading 2 years like down the line is awesome. Uh-huh. And you see, like, they just worked at it. Like, maybe they didn't start out amazing and selling, like, a $4 million script or something. They worked at it. They got better. And then because they were still working in the industry, like, as an assistant, they had built all these connections. So now they could put out that script to other assistants. And those people could, you know, get them interviews, you know, with, yeah, like, reps. Or maybe some of the assistants they had met had become junior managers and they were trying to take their hip pocket clients. So it was just like apply consistency over time. And you could see like people who were working and hustling at it kind of beat out the people who were really talented but didn't do anything. And right. Then I realized you kind of just have to have your goal but work at it.
You mentioned two very specific kind of sides of goals, specifically for writers. And I kind of want to talk broad for a second. So let's say I'm a brand new writer. Maybe I'm just out of college, maybe just out of high school, or maybe I'm 50 years old and just started writing. You kind of mentioned these two sides of it. One is you got to write, you know, doing the first screenplay is not going to get you there, but 5 screenplays later, you learn the craft and you got to keep going. The second side is the kind of hustle side, the making connections, the putting yourself, actually putting your work out there, which is hard for a lot of people and difficult. So to back up kind of broadly, like what specific goals do you recommend someone just starting out? Or maybe a better question is, how do people find and define their goals for themselves?
I think everybody should have a big picture goal. You know, it should be like something crazy, like awesome, that's amazing. But then you got to break it down and start getting realistic. Like if you want to sell a screenplay, you need to write a screenplay, but it gets even finer than that. Like you need to kind of figure out what works for you, like what kind of writing routine and showing up for yourself. Some people it's every day, some people it's not. Some people just sit down on the weekends and write. But if you find that you've like gone for a long period of time and you haven't met any of your goals or you haven't been writing, you need to kind of reevaluate what you're doing and try something new. So yeah. I think it's kind of like find what works for you. But every year you should be able to kind of look back at the year behind you and go, I'm in a better place now. So you just always want to be like learning something new. So I would
always
say like
moving forward.
Yeah. Always moving forward, being able to look back and like make sure that you are doing something with your time, like, and being valuable, like, with your time.
Yeah. So how do you properly assess your time? So, and how often do you kind of sit and do an assessment? Like, is it once a year? Is it, you know, every single week that you're sitting and say, hey, what did I do great this week? What did I do poorly? What can I do better? Is that something that you do on the regular?
I actually do. I keep like a big calendar in my room, like on my wall. And it's like a month calendar. And then each day I write a little plus sign if I wrote and a little minus sign if I didn't write.
Oh, that's great.
And so I keep track of it. But I just, at the end of every day, I kind of do it. But it's not like I'm like checking in every day. It's at the end of the month, I kind of look back and go, okay, what did I do with my time? And then if I see like big minus signs like everywhere, I'm like, oh, you know. And then I'm trying now to keep a daily journal, kind of just quick thoughts of what I actually did that day so I can go back and look at it and just kind of make sure I'm consistent. So then checking in at the end of the month and being like, okay, did I do all the things I said I was going to? Am I on track for like my bigger year goal? And that gets hard because I think no matter where you are, like trying to make money while you're also simultaneously trying to do your like side hustle or your writing is always a challenge. Like I read so much that I don't have a lot of time to, you know, write and be creative myself sometimes. Like I sometimes will look at a month and I'll be like, I was reading the whole time. Like I didn't really write anything of my own. So, yeah.
So you mentioned before, having kind of one big goal. What do you do for people that say, okay, yes, I have one, I have, you know, 20 big goals. I want to be a writer. I want to be a director. I want to make money at this. I want to do, how do you get people to focus in on one thing? And is that even what you would recommend?
I mean, I think a max of three things really, but I mean, primarily it should be one. You kind of want to create your personal brand. Like I was talking to an actor recently who like kind of had this issue and I thought it was interesting because writing and acting, producing all those things, like, you know, they're kind of similar in a sense, but like this actor wanted to, do the traditional route of like headshots, auditions and everything, get a manager, agent and stuff. But they also wanted to do like stand-up comedy and they wanted to do sketches and they wanted to do, I was like, this is a lot. And, the traditional method of things isn't really working in acting anymore. And in writing that's changing too, you know, like the traditional, like I'm going to go get an agent or manager. A lot of people don't want to rep you unless you already have a brand or produce content, which is why there's a rise of so many, like, you know, like out of the Vine thing came all the YouTube people and just like creating your brand on Instagram and stuff. Like when people are looking to rep you, they do look at like how many Twitter followers and Instagram followers and like what a following you have. Have you written a book? You know, they're looking for intellectual property and stuff like that. So there's different ways to kind of get where you want to go. But like, I don't know. I thought it was like interesting that like we all want to do like everything, but really like kind of the same business mentality, focus in on your brand, focus in on one thing and just get really good at it and keep doing the other stuff, but kind of get focused on like one to three things.
Right. Yeah. I always feel like there's only so many hours in a day. And, you know, if you do the Malcolm Gladwell thing, if it takes 10,000 hours to be an expert at anything, you just don't have the time to be an expert at more than one thing, at least over time, maybe. But, you know, which actually brings up a great question of, okay, I have a goal. How long is too long to accomplish that goal? So like if I say in the next 10 years, is that kind of too out there? Like, do I need to put a timeline on it of at least, you know, 1 year or 3 years or something? Do you put a specific timeline on your goals?
It depends who you are as a person, because that's like, that's so dependent on the individual, because it depends what sits well for you. It's like, where do you want to be in the next 5 years or 10 years? Like, we can't predict it, but you can kind of give yourself a general direction. So 10 years might be way too long for one person, but I think people often underestimate the amount of time it takes to succeed at something rather than overestimate it. Like 10 years is probably perfect if you've just moved to LA. That's what they always say. Kind of like the Malcolm Gladwell thing, you know?
Right. Yeah. Give yourself the time to kind of fail and learn and grow.
Oh my gosh. Cause kids will like move out here and they'll be like, I want to be a writer next year and everything's going to be amazing. I have like one friend who went to a good school and she came out here and she had an internship writing on a TV show. And then she became a writer on a TV show and like, it just worked out for her. But that was like one person out of like hundreds and hundreds of people I know. And like, you can't get mad at yourself if it's been like 5 years and you're still not like a writer on a TV show yet. A lot of people I know like are 33 when they get their break into writing for television. And then, I mean, it could happen at any age. So I think you just have to be like willing to put in the time and the rejection and just not get upset at yourself for not succeeding so quickly. So, I mean, if somebody was like, oh, like here's my 10-year timeline, I'd be like, oh, that's smart. You know, like what are your, when you break it down, what are you trying to do each of those years? You know?
Sure. Yeah. And I think it's important. And I agree with you to give yourself the time to fail and succeed and grow. At the same time, though, that you have to break that giant 10-year goal down into actually actionable steps. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about that. How do you go through that process? And you can speak specifically. I think most people listening to this are screenwriters and wanting to break into that world. So you could talk specifically about a screenwriter or in general. How do you take that big goal and break it down into, you know, yearly steps, quarterly steps, even daily steps?
Right. So this is the hard part because it's not like, it's not like you go to school and then you get out and you're like, here are the specific steps you take. And then you, at the end, you will have this result. I wish it was. So I think it's different for everybody. So like if your 10-year goal is like, okay, I want to be a working writer. It's probably safe to break that down into like 1 and 3 year goals. Obviously, daily consistent writing, if possible. If it's just not possible for you, I wouldn't beat yourself up about it. But you kind of want to look at every week and see that you have something to show for yourself each week, because those weeks add up really, really fast. Right, and I think it's just I've heard this time and time again, and I know that it's controversial on some level. But I think that people always say, you know, quality over quantity. But I think it's that when you start out, it's quantity over quality. And I've heard that from a lot of successful writers, actually. They're like, just write stuff, because you're going to think your first script is like amazing and like the best and only idea you have ever had. But it's probably going to be crappy. Yeah, it's not going to be great. Am I allowed to say that word? Sorry. It's probably going to be terrible, but like, I mean, your heart is poured into it. So you don't want to hear that it's terrible, but it's not going to be great. And so just keep churning it out. And people are like, oh, no, but I want it to be quality. I'm going to sit and I'm going to rewrite this thing for 7 years. And you're like, no, put it down. Stop it.
Yeah, the further you get along, you realize that quantity produces quality.
Yes, exactly.
And so even after you've written a dozen screenplays, I find that myself of I'll sit down and my first draft still suck, but I have to write it and write it and write it and rewrite it and beat it up and tear it apart and put it back together. And it is the quantity. You have to put the hours in order to get a good product out.
Yeah, I think that's like, it's just so important. So, I mean, maybe you'll spend, you know, 10 years with the year goal of writing something amazing, but you want to make sure you're doing something every year, hopefully multiple scripts per year, if possible, you know?
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you want to think about the different ways that you can get your work seen. So while you're sticking to that writing goal, then I think it's important to branch out and consider what kind of writer you are. So whether that's the writer who builds a personal brand on Instagram, Twitter, whatever, or if you're the writer who is going to make things. So you decide to start making shorts, short films or short form content, or if you want to make a feature film, or if you're the kind of writer who's just really good at networking. And I suggest, even if you are not good at networking, that you start to become like, to have it almost become like an interview skill set, where it's just so natural to you that it's just like easy for you to talk to people. And the weird thing about LA is, like, I would suggest not being a schmoozy weird networker where you're like, hey, read my script and I'm amazing right. and I know all these people, because it's really like a big turnoff to everybody.
Well, it's kind of like I always compare it to dating, right? So yeah. a bad first date is a person that shows up. They only talk about themselves and what they're doing. Mm-hmm. A great first date is someone that shows up and they ask you questions and they basically interview, and you feel like you feel valuable because you're talking about yourself because they're asking about you. And I feel like it's the exact same thing with kind of networking things. Like don't be the guy or the girl that goes up and says, hey, I got this thing, listen, read it, whatever, you know, force yourself in their face, because that's not attractive. If you stay back, be cool, ask them questions and really learn from them. I mean, people that you meet at these events or these networking things, really, you can learn a lot of valuable information from them. And a lot of people kind of love teaching in that way.
Right. And I would just go into any like kind of new relationship you're trying to build as not wanting anything from them. I know at the back of everybody's mind, there's like, I hope they'll like read my script or something, sure. but just to actually make genuine connections with people, because it's kind of like a funnel system. You're going to meet like a ton of people. And out of all those people, you're only going to like a certain amount. And out of those people, only a certain amount are going to like you. And that's okay. Cause there are a lot of people. So just meet as many people as possible and then find the people that are cool. And then create friendships and relationships with them, because, and that's the other thing where time comes into play, is like, you might meet somebody now and maybe like 5 years down the line, like they'll be in a position where they could do you a favor or you can do them a favor. And, you know, do favors for people as often as possible if it doesn't take anything away from like, you know, your journey or isn't like, you know, you constantly doing favors and feeling drained about it, you know, but if it's just easy for you to like, and favors, I mean by that is like connecting people. Like if you've networked a lot and you have met two people who would do really well talking to each other, like they should definitely get coffee or drinks because they write the same stuff, or they work at places that it would be like mutually beneficial. Like you'd be like, hey, you guys should meet together. That's like a favor. Or if you're ever in a position where you can read somebody's script and pass along, do it, you know? And then like, if you're that kind of person, like other people will be that for you if you create really good relationships.
That is, I love that. I think that's fantastic advice. And I think ultimately too, when you get to kind of the end of your life and you're looking back, the things that are going to matter are those relationships you're making, not the one guy that passed your script on to a manager. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that should be the ultimate goal anyways. So a big question is, how do you deal with kind of roadblocks and failure? So you've got your big goal, you've broken it down into smaller steps, you've been at it for years, and you're just not getting any traction. What do you do?
If you're doing the same thing over and over again, and you're not getting different results, it's kind of like the definition of insanity. You're just like banging right, your head into a wall. So you just want to be trying new things, and persistence and perseverance are a big factor. I mean, you see, hear so many stories of people just like not making it for the longest time, but they like held out. And then, I mean, there are a lot of stories of people, it just doesn't happen for them. But I mean, we have to be slightly delusional in order to be writers in general. So it's going to happen right. for us, guys. It's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think just like trying new things, like just not doing the same thing over and over again. I mean, obviously, like you want to be like writing and networking and stuff, but there are different ways to try it, different ways to go about like your material, building your skill sets, trying new classes, meeting different people.
No, I love that. I think getting out and trying new things and doing that reassessment is such an important part of what you're doing. Like to look back and say, am I making steps? If not, then try something different. The last thing I kind of wanted to talk about was when breaking down goals, that big goal into the smaller kind of daily, weekly goals.
Yeah.
I think it's important to focus on, and I feel like a lot of discouragement and a lot of frustration comes from the things we can't control. So, you know, you saying, I want to get a manager. Okay. That means that you have to send scripts out, and you can do things that are in your control in terms of sending scripts to a bunch of managers, but it's not guaranteed that you're going to get a read, that you're kind of putting your all of your goals into the hands of someone else, which I think can be really dangerous and really frustrating, because you start to think, oh, the universe has it out for me, or I'm just never going to make it, or I'm not built for this. Talk a little bit about setting goals that are actually under your control and things that you can actually maintain? Because I think that's a really kind of important part of this goal setting stuff.
It's so hard because writing is really one of those things where you kind of rely on the external validation of other people.
Yeah.
That I think is really honestly the most frustrating part, because I mean, you can be brilliant and have a lot of talent and stuff, and it gets frustrating after years, like not kind of feeling like you're moving forward. So when you're setting goals that are within your control, it is about the consistency of writing and kind of looking at yourself and seeing what strengths and weaknesses you have in your own writing and being able to address them on the page, and then getting your work in front of people whose notes you trust and kind of making those stories into just the best version of themselves. So daily writing goals, if you're sitting down, some people go by word count or page count. And then you try to get a completed work, you know, within like 1 to 3 months, depending if you're writing like a pilot or a feature. And then, you know, getting your round of notes, and then you can do that process again. You can either like rewrite or edit and then like work on the same script or work on something new. Those are like little mini goals of like writing something, completing it, and getting used to, notes and feedback, which I think is, When you first start out, it's really hard to get notes and feedback. A lot of people are super duper resistant to it, and they like won't listen to any notes or feedback. And so you want to just, it's like through the process of experience, the more it happens to you, the less it feels like failure and rejection every time someone doesn't get something in your script. It's not personal anymore. So you have to kind of get used to it. So you have to like subject yourself to failure and criticism over and over again before it just becomes part of the process. So really, I think like in early years, it's like developing your process and kind of your like, I hate when people use this, but like thick skin about stuff. And so that just takes time and experience. So it like seems kind of like you're doing the same thing over and over again, but you're not really, because you're changing and you're growing. You're getting better at understanding how notes work. You're getting better at giving notes, and you're getting better at seeing what people mean when they give notes. Because sometimes they'll say one thing and that is actually not the note. Like they mean something else and they just don't know how to communicate it clearly. Which is why you want to find good people to give you feedback. So yeah, again, that might seem like the same thing over and over again, but it's not. And then eventually, like you'll write something that's good, and maybe you want to do the contest thing, which I have mixed feelings about, but I think it's a good way to kind of like get your stuff out there and set goals and deadlines for yourself. So if you're going to submit to a contest, don't submit to like 30. They can be expensive. Try to submit to some free ones. There are free ones. Like I think the networks run some free ones, and then there's like Imagine Impact, and there's some other stuff. And then maybe like one or two paid contests, and you don't need to like pay for the notes on the contest unless you really want to, because sometimes there's like an extra fee for that. But it might be a good way to kind of see like where you're ranking. I wouldn't take it so much to heart. Contests are so subjective, like because of the readers and whether they like your thing. But if you can get like a ranking in a contest, quarterfinalist, semifinalist, finalist, it might not like be the thing that makes your career. But then when you go networking, suddenly you have something to like tell people, like to like, I guess qualify. It sounds so dumb, but like you're like, oh, you know, I was a semifinalist in this, you know, when you talk about your writing. And because sometimes it gives people, I don't know, it's like wearing like a designer t-shirt, and suddenly people's eyes light up a little bit more, and you're like kind of feel gross on the inside. You're like, oh, why is this working? But it gives people like a frame of reference, maybe. So it can just help you a little bit in those little ways, and those are all like minor little steps. So it's like, and you don't think much is happening. Like you're like, oh, I feel like I'm doing the same thing, but like you're, all these are kind of like these weird building blocks, and they'll like make you better. And then, and, you know, other ways it's like, okay, if you've like done the same thing for a couple years, you're like, maybe I should make something. And then you kind of like find or make little filmmaking groups, and you do things, and then you kind of do that over and over again until you're better. So I mean, like, yeah, I guess like when you're breaking down like your daily, monthly, yearly goals, you just want to apply consistency, but you want to find like things that you can live up to your goals. Like they aren't overwhelmingly large. Like, you know, that's not like like you said about like the controlling thing, like I'm going to get a manager at the end of the year. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to write like two things. I'm going to have solid writing samples and then I'm going to see what I can do with that.
Right.
Yeah. A little bit more realistic and then do it again the next year and then add stuff on it, make things or, you know, meet new people. But yeah.
I love that. I think that's all fantastic. All right. So we're going to wrap up with five questions. Okay. So Sam, what do you write?
I write a lot of grounded sci-fi. So things kind of like Another Earth or like Eternal Sunshine, where it's like you just have this weird little sci-fi concept in there, but they're really like dramas or kind of like dark comedy sometimes. Yeah.
What's your proudest accomplishment?
Living in LA and being able to like sustain a life here. That's probably
with it being so expensive.
Right.
Yeah. All right. How do you define success?
Kind of just like being happy with where you are. Yeah.
What writers do you look up to and why?
Oh man. A lot. Everybody who writes on a BBC show. strangely, I keep thinking about like books, you know.
Yeah, that works too.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm such a nerd. I really love like YA and middle grade like kind of fiction, yeah. You know. So yeah, I love Harry Potter and like I love Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe, yeah. And like I like Philip Pullman's Golden Compass series and stuff like that.
What advice would you give to your younger self?
Probably about the time thing. Just realize you're going to have to put a lot of time and growth and energy into what you're doing. It might not happen right away.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. So where can, if listeners want to find you on and around the internet, maybe purchase a book or find you in the Facebook groups, what's the best way to track you down?
Oh, yeah. My website is Any Possibility. And I have a Facebook group called Hollywood Hustle, and they're really cool in there. I like your group, Script Blast Hudson. It's pretty awesome. And
we really compliment each other nicely. So I would love for all writers to find both of us equally.
Yeah. And then the last thing I have, a workbook called The Right Track, and it's like pretty cool. It's on Amazon. So you should check that out. And sorry if I've been rambly, you guys.
It's great. Yeah. The Right Track is one of my favorite kind of productivity tools for writing. Kind of takes you through the whole process from beginning to end, and I love it.
Thanks.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Cool.
Thanks again to Sam for coming on the show. Please check out her excellent workbook, Right Track, now available on Amazon. As always, I want to leave you with a practical assignment for the week. This week, I want you to write down your big goal, where you want to be 10 years from now in your writing career. But don't stop there. Figure out how you can break that down into quarterly, monthly, weekly, and even daily goals. Divide up your goals into writing goals and networking goals. For writing, your goal might be to finish two scripts in the same genre in 1 year, or maybe it's to create a simple Did I Write Today, yes or no calendar like Sam talked about. And for networking, it could be setting up a meeting with local filmmakers once a month or attending at least one writing convention or film festival this year. But the goal should fit your vision and serve your larger goal. If you're enjoying the podcast, please share on social media and leave us a review on iTunes. And if you're looking for a community of like-minded writers, take a look at our private Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/scriptblast. If you'd like to reach out personally, you can reach me at hudson@scriptblast.com. I'd love for you to share with me your writing goals. Next week, we'll be chatting with pro screenwriter RB Ripley all about daily habits. In the meantime, keep writing.